Dame Nada Glavis joins us for a corridor today. Nada, thank you very much for joining us. A warm welcome to you once again. Dobro došli.
Dobro jutro.
Good to catch up again. Well, look, it seems that there's something of a standoff here, doesn't there? Because we've got, on one hand, Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei seemingly supporting the preparatory works and indeed the Erebus memorial up at Dove Meyer Robinson Park. You and I have been referring to it for a long time now as Mata Hale Hale, its original name. Is there a disconnect here between the arms of Ngāti Whātua?
Well, I can say that there are some in Ōrākei who support it, and there are some who do not. And the reality of it is, there's no doubt in my mind Ōrākei do have mana whenua status in that area. But the legal owners of the land is in actual fact the Waitemata Board. And it was the Waitemata Board who gave the okay. And I'm very happy at the moment that the ombudsman has actually agreed to investigate the process that was taken in order to get to where things are at the moment, because they will find in that process that Auckland City Council under Phil Gough actually hired a commissioner, and the commissioner declared the process non-notifiable. So my argument is not with Ōrākei, absolutely not. My argument is actually, I am a long-serving member of Heritage New Zealand, Kōhiringa Taonga, and the non-notifiable denied us the right to actually have an input into whenua that is heritage and a tree that's 200 years old, a pahutu kawa tree. And so that's my argument with regards to what's happening up there. And I believe that Parnell people weren't consulted either. And when I spoke to the arborist that the Ministry of Culture and Heritage hired and paid, why is it that you did not have a cultural input into your arborist report? His response to me was, I wasn't asked for it. And that, yes, there would be a need to cut at least 1 to 20 metres off the roots of that tree in order to put the Erebus Memorial there.
Don't you think it would be better if there was a blanket approach and consensus between yourselves in Kaupra and up on the hill, so that you had a unified opposition to the building of the memorial on Mata Hare Hare? It feels from the outside looking in that there's a bit of a standoff between the two arms of the iwi.
No, what's happening in actual fact is that the Ministry of Heritage, Culture, MCH, is actually trying to use that to support their stance. In actual fact, we're talking okay between the Kaipara and Ōrākei. There is no division in Ngāti Whātua as such. What there is a division in is that the ministry did not inform Ōrākei of the numbers of the families that they were speaking to, and neither did they inform the size of the memorial that they intended to put up there that would have an impact on the Pōhutukawa tree. They are asking also the ministry. So the ministry is in actual fact creating a public image of a division in Ngāti Whātua. There is no division. There is no division, and neither is there a cultural component to the arborist report or to the design, none whatsoever. And so the ministry, I think, are misinforming the Prime Minister, who actually said to me, I looked them in the eye and I gave them my word. That's what she said to me in terms of the families that she spoke to of Erebus. So somebody is misinforming somebody. The truth is, no one should go anywhere near the Pohutukawa tree at all. If you could go up there, Dale, and see the children enjoying playing, climbing the tree and running around, it's just absolutely beautiful in its own aura. To put anything in front of it within the whenua, well, maybe not today, but certainly tomorrow, in its growth, that tree could grow to 800 years old. And its roots will probably save the embankment there where it is right now in Parnell. However, I am going to seek a Māori arborist report. I am going to seek it now. And there's a whole lot of support up there for the Pohutukawa tree. A whole lot of support. We are going to seek an arborist report. We are going to seek an expert rongoā Māori report on the Pohutukawa, so that we can present it as evidence-based.
Well, it's important that we do. As I say, the media release from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei Trust is clear regarding the Pohutukawa. But they are aware, it says, that those stopping the Erebus Memorial in Parnell are calling on whānau and supporters to gather at the site whilst our city's in lockdown, and that the safety of the whānau is of utmost concern to us, so we're urging all whānau to protect themselves and not attend any unauthorised gatherings. You'd agree with that?
Absolutely not. And there is no way that there's any conflict. Definitely a kaumātua from Ōrākei laid the rahui. There is a rahui on there, whether the ministry accepts it or not. There is a rahui on that whenua. The police accept it. Trade people, when that fire happened down in Parnell there, they accepted that they couldn't bring their trucks across the whenua rahui in order to get down to where that fire was. It was already out when they wanted to come across. So there are people who accept it. And no way should the Ministry of Heritage, they call themselves Mana Tū Taonga, they should change their name. Take that Māori name off them. There's nothing Mana Tū about their protection of a taonga.